at a much more personal level, I grew up in a family where, you know, my parents both were disabled. And my mom had like crippling rheumatoid arthritis, like literally since I was born. I never remember, you know, like long stretches of time when she wasn't in debilitating pain. And, you know, my dad retired disabled when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And I saw them go through like, you know, profound ill health. My mom died when I was a kid. You know, my dad died a few years back. Like, I don't know. I feel like when you go through some tragedy in life, it kind of refocuses you on like on maybe what you want to achieve and get done in the time you have remaining. And this is kind of it. Like, it's an application of technology to solve real problems that we see around us versus like navel gazing into the future. I'm not talking about putting humans on Mars or whatever else. I'm talking about trying to make life better for the people on Earth.
I absolutely love that you're taking those experiences that you had as a child and finding real purpose from that and real motivation. Dr. Warris Bakari, if people want to know more about Claimable, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm extremely online, it turns out. So, you know, people, there are always ways of finding me. But getclaimable.com is the website. That there's a lot of information on the website as to like what we do, how it works, what you would need to kind of tell Claimable in order to have an appeal. There's a lot of stuff on there as well about privacy and how we handle your data, which is very sensitively, and, you know, we don't sell it, we don't share it unless you give us consent to share it, et cetera, et cetera. So like we've been very careful and thoughtful about that. But there's a lot of FAQs from there. Increasingly, I'm starting to be on TikTok as well and talking about the experience of like appealing for patients and fighting health, you know, fighting health insurance denials. And, you know, so people can reach me, you know, Logan and his family reached me on LinkedIn. And I get inundated with these requests. So I can't respond to all of them and I don't want to set that expectation. But like, I really do try to come back to as many people as I can with something helpful. I can't often go into as much depth as I want. In this case, it was a kid who desperately needed help, and I just didn't see a way of like not being able to assist.
In the work that you do, is there a story that really stands out? You've obviously had some real success with that 85%. Is there a story? And I'm sure there are a lot of them, but is there one you could share?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Logan's story aside, you know, there was a woman who I met when we were in this clinic in Missouri, and she works as a pharmacist and had gone, like, lost her vision in one eye because her medication had been delayed and denied for so long by the health insurer that, you know, this was now permanent harm. And when we appealed for her, it got overturned in a day.
Wow.
And she'd been waiting a year. But, like, the disability persists, right? I get into, like, there's that meme about, like, you know, a man explains to his wife why he's late. It's like, I was explaining to someone on the internet that they were wrong. But I get into disagreements with people in healthcare all the time because they don't understand that these denials cause real harm. And they really do. Like, I mean, people are losing function. You know, they're not able to live their lives the same way because someone at an insurance company or an AI at an insurance company has adjudicated a claim without any regard for the, you know, possible downside to this person. Like, I'm struck by that moment of meeting this woman. I'm struck by the harm that was done to her. I feel bad that it happened. I'm glad that we were able to make it in some way better, but I also feel like it's not enough and it shouldn't be happening.
Love, again, that you're going back to that point where it seems like the humanity has just been taken out of it and decisions are being made with no regard. Folks are burying their heads in the sand, only focused on, you know, making all the numbers add up or the profit or the bottom line, and really just ignoring the humanity and how this is destroying lives and leading to a lot of debilitation that just doesn't need to be.
It doesn't need to be. And look, wherever people are politically, I think everyone could agree that we want people to be able to work, pay taxes and not drive a ton of need for long-term care that was completely unnecessary. Like, we shouldn't be actively disabling people who should be working and could be working, providing for their families. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, especially with the cost of insurance going up. Like, none of this makes any sense. It just strikes me that if insurers were better at actually understanding risk, then they wouldn't do half of these things if they could take a longer-term view. I also just don't see any of these solutions as being political. I don't see any government coming in to actually provide a broad solution for patients. This has to be done in the community. It's about looking out for individuals. It's about giving individuals power to be heard. And the best way to do that today is technology. The best way to scale out is technology.
You're so right. I mean, this is not a partisan issue. It's really not, not at all. And yet a lot of folks like to go there. But when you break it down, I mean, it just isn't. Let me ask you this. What is the prognosis in terms of the appeal for the Coulter family at this point?
Yeah, so the great news was that they won, right? We beat the denial in 4 days. And that was partly because we had a huge pressure campaign online, but it was also because the appeal was incredibly effective. It cited all of the correct evidence. It kind of informed the insurer that they were kind of on the hook to do the right thing. The employer was involved as well. And so there were a lot of factors there that kind of drove success. You know, it also got visibility, right? Like, Mark Cuban reposted this on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Jeremy Renner got involved through Harold Pirenu, who's an actor in Los Angeles whose daughter suffered from MS. And I think Jeremy is, I think, the godfather to his daughter, and, you know, he cares about this issue as well. And so, you know, it got out to, like, millions of people who saw this. Like, if you look at the tweets, because they're still up, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have interacted with those tweets. And then when you, like, spread this across different social platforms, I think the insurer was catching a lot of flack. But, I mean, look, this is going to continue. Unfortunately for them, this is going to continue. Patients are going to get louder and louder, and we're going to give them the tools for that to happen. So they have a couple of choices. It's like, get with the times, modernize your procedures, stop pointing AI at patients in the terms of denying them, and start using it to make sure that your evidence is up to date and you've got a fair process to be heard that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. If we can shrink all of those delays down, we'll end up with something which is much more equitable.
That's incredible. 4 days, and they had been waiting a long, long time.
4 months. 4 months. They've been waiting 4 months. All the while, he was watching his daughter get worse and worse. And, you know, it's putting economic pressure on them as a family, which is, you know, real. I'm glad we could help, but it inspired us to, like, kind of build a product for these families, because I will tell you, I spoke to mothers in 12 states between Saturday when I started talking to the Coulters and Monday when we filed. I spoke to mothers in 12 states, and the stories were completely devastating.
Dr. Waris Bakare, thanks for the good work you're doing to help so many families. We'll definitely have to have you back to explore more of these stories.
A pleasure. Anytime. Happy to come back.